Oh, yeah. Have you ever that's music right there. How can you not like CCR, huh? We're going to have a little music later in the show. Those of you that may not know this, I come from a very large family. I have five sisters and two brothers. And not only is it a large family, it's a large, wacky, crazy family. I mean, we've got, in that eight, we've got concert pianists. We have chefs. We have
lumberjacks.
We have a lumberjack that owns a sawmill up in Colorado.
Agricultural experts and
we got camel trainers in Ozark Mountains of Missouri. We've got attorneys up in Northern California. I mean, so it's a wacky group. Well, three of the wackiest of them are going to be joining us here at the end of the show for a ukulele concert.
You heard this last year.
I don't even know who started this. The one of them that is playing, my younger brother, Rennie, he's never played a musical instrument in his life. I don't know where this got started. So we'll be closing the show with the Romero Ukulele Troubadours. Do we know what song they're singing?
Last year, it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So we can't do the same thing we did last year.
No, I think they learned a new one. Let's get back to Pat in Tucson, who's got the joint from his patio addition from his main house wall leaking. Let me bring Pat back into the conversation and finish asking him some questions.
Okay.
Pat, when y'all built this patio addition, you took your 3x8 or 3x10 and you lag screwed it into the studs of the house through the stucco on the outside of the wall?
They actually took the stucco off and got down to the studs to put the ledger board on.
That's awesome. And when they did that, they should have cut the stucco a good 4 to 6 inches above that and put in a Z-bar or a piece of counterflashing. Did they do any of that, or did they just stucco back down to the roof?
No, they actually did put a flashing in.
Well, they did it right. And then where are you seeing the leak?
I went up to look at the parapet,
Okay. It
has thousands and thousands of little holes in it and lots of cracks, but the cracks aren't really wide cracks. And the holes are the size of pencil lead to 16 penny nails, the biggest one.
Oh, okay.
But there's thousands of them up there.
Okay.
Now, have you heard birds pecking up there? That sounds too
tiny for
that.
That's quite possible. We have woodpeckers out here that peck on everything.
Yeah. Now, Pat, if I'm sitting on you're in your favorite chair on your back patio, where am I seeing the leaking?
The leaking is mostly above there's a beam. There was a porch that was part of the original house.
Okay.
And then there's a probably a glue lab giant beam, maybe 15 inches tall, that supports the outside of the house.
Okay.
Above that beam, where it runs down the porch side of of that beam, but it's all stuccoed there.
Okay.
And we get maybe four places where it drips, and then there's a couple of places we have the porch is enclosed, it's all glassed, and it has four mini splits on it, and where the two of the mini splits go up to the roof.
Okay.
We've seen some leaks around where that penetration is.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. It sounds like my number one suspicion, Pat, first, is most guys just take the ledger and they bolt it right onto the stucco, and that creates a problem that never gets fixed. But whoever did this for you did it exactly the right way. Took a diamond blade, cut through the stucco, cut through the foam, cut through the lathing, mounted with ledger with lag bolts, the ledger directly to the studs, exactly right, put in the counter flashing. I'm going to tell you that I am suspicious, as you stated, that it is the stucco. So you're going to want to get our Rosie certified painter from Tucson, James Cruz, New Frontier Painting, and he's going to have to prime that. The holes are so small, I don't think you're going to necessarily need to stucco it, but the fact that you're, I think he said thousands, we may have to laminate some kind of a stucco repair over the top of that. But James Cruz can take care of it, get out there and take a look at it. There's a lot of parapet leaks are very common in Arizona, the cracking and everything. I tell people all the time, don't use elastomeric paint, but then they get confused and I tell them, use elastomeric caulk. You use elastomeric caulk in those holes and on those cracks, let it cure completely, and then paint over the top of that with a good vinyl paint, and that's the right way to seal the stucco cracks in a parapet.
James' number is 320-7719. 320-7719. Give him a ring.
Pat, we appreciate the call. Thanks for listening on KNST 790 AM. Let's get over to Litchfield Park. Welcome Scott in the car. Do we have time to take Scott? Just barely. Scott, you may only be able to get your question out, and we'll have to go bottom of the hour news and come back to you.
Okay, no problem. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have on the expansion joint that I have around my house, the board is like likes to bow up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Some are damaged, some are missing, and I'd like to know if there was a product out there that I can fill that gap in.
There is. Now, Scott, are these occurring out where they're totally exposed to the sun? Or are they, like, underneath the back patio? Or where is this happening?
Well, it's I got a driveway that it's a sideways driveway kind of deal where it's always in the shade.
Okay.
So they're not exposed, no.
Okay. All right. You hang on. I'm going to give you the name of the product as well as where you can go to pick it up. There's a great solution for this particular problem. Scott, okay. Hang on.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Hang on. We're going to come back. We're going to finish talking gutters, and then we're going to have the, what are we going to call them, the Romero Ukulele Troubadours? Or
download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.